Verse 21. How the faith places like Mara, for Jerusalem, and Shemba, and Judah, as famine, because their town and their buildings are against the Lord. Think about the house of his glory. They look on their cabinets, witnesses against them, and they declare their sin as famine. They do not have it. None to their soul. Go back to chapter 1, verse 9. Unless the Lord comes and lives in us as my woman, we will have become like Sodom. We will have been made like the Lord. Thankfully, there was a righteous limit 2,700 years ago in Jerusalem and Judah. And I'm thankful to live in this country for a variety of reasons, but for us, none more than the fact that there is a righteous limit praise God. May the body of Jesus Christ be a righteous limit, his light is shining in this country, and if you are doing it with our Father, are doing it sincerely and honestly, I'll do just one more selective reading from Isaiah chapter 5. You probably may be most familiar with this passage, verses 18 to 21. And you want to talk about this is a messianic prophet, right? That is a messianic prophet, and we're going to read the first, a lot of the first 5 chapters or so. Of Isaiah is his condemnation of sin and pointing out the evil wickedness of his day. Why do those who draw iniquity with cords of vanity and sin as if it were a quick rope? That's it. What he looks to, this is those who were basically drawing in their sin, so what he looks to in icing his work, the thing we're talking to God. That we may see it, and let the counsel of the Holy One of Israel draw near that we may know it, as they mock God in Isaiah's warnings, inspired warnings from God, verse 20. Woe to those who count evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe to those who are wise in their own eyes and prudent. Anyway, there are a lot of messages to be preached about in 21st century America. But know that this is one of them. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil. Who call darkness for light and light for darkness. Who call bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe to those. Are we living in times where good is the battle time at the very least, oftentimes, or even blasphemously called evil that is good? Our God, what is my God but our God? Who is my God but our God? Who is my holy, holy, holy but our God? Look at John 1 more chapter of Isaiah chapter 6 of the angelic beings. But proclaiming, holy, 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 is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of your glory. Wow. Think about that for just a moment. Moving from the holiness of God to one of the foundations of being able to recognize his greatness is the whole earth is full of his glory. And today we have mountains of people saying the whole earth doesn't testify to God, nor the greatness of God. Even though since the creation of the world, isn't this the arguments I've been clearly saying, being understood by the things that have been given to the power of God? It's a bigger thanksgiving. Holy, 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 oh, no. This world that we live in doesn't shock the existence of God. And it's not going to bring us to come to know God. And we're certainly not going to come and reveal God. And we're living in a better time where in many institutions of higher learning, is God's existence doubted? It has defied, if you will. I was talking to a young man in Southern Alabama a few years ago, and I've mentioned this a few places, but I just found it a very sad example of him going to an institution of higher learning in Alabama. He was at public school at something in Auburn University. University is represented here today. Well, it's okay, this could be told in just about any university. I was in a science class, first, I remember correctly, it was the first day of class. Very large
Bye. Yes.
going for numbers, but the son of a man left some markets that had his bubble and his two black guys, and then that was a problem, but there was no way to go on. And I can't say this is a scientific fact or an accurate representation of what they said in this country, but what the U.S. had about is the legend of Bordeaux and the embarrassment. And I don't know what it's about, but the U.S. had indicated the percentage of men left some markets has now reached 19% of the American population, and even since then, gone by 20%. Do you want to build down the end to buy? It's kind of hard to talk about the culture war and not realize how to bring in negative things to discuss. But the fact is, we are living in a time where evil is called good and good is called evil, and where so many people, I believe, are coming to those conclusions because they have no compass, because they have no standard of right and wrong. And they do what they want to do. I put up the Bible as well as Philippians chapter 3, if I just want to hang out. It's going to happen. I make this lesson a little more positive, and not so negative. And we'll be talking about this more than again at the four o'clock session. And Philippians, it is a book about rejoicing, so let's rejoice in Paul's letter to the Philippians. But I wanted you to say that Paul mentioned some negative things in Philippians chapter 3. After talking about how we are to press on in the faith, how we are to forget those things that are behind, reaching forward to those things which are ahead, how I was looking forward to that day of reunion with Jesus Christ at the resurrection of the dead. He tells those Christians in Philippi, verse 17, be the joy of our own man, so that we're not those who show up, Philippians 3. I got this for about 10. And he says, for many rock, of whom I told you often, and I told you even waking, but they are the enemies of the cross of Christ. There's endless destruction. Because God is their body, and his glory is in their shame. And set their mind on earthly things. Yes, I suppose some debate on who exactly in those verses the Apostle Paul is talking about. Paul in chapter 3, when he's talking about the Judaizing teachers, and he knows the sort of balls and men there in these verses. But I do believe that we could apply those verses to what we see today. Where we have people whose God has only God, whose only acknowledged God, who makes up as their own appetites, their own fleshly appetites. They do not attempt to control their appetites, they are just described as one whose God is their body. That's what I might have heard of the young girl, woman, I can't remember the title rightly, Britney Spears. They have three children, and I bet you teach them out of classes with young people. So Abraham, he said, "I cry, but the sound of the Lord has great Yeah.